From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, March 15th, and happy heavenly birthday to Major League Baseball player Bobby Bonds.
Left field, back goes Williams, looking up, it's good. On the board, out in left field, is the expression, bye-bye, baby, as Bobby Bonds has hit his ninth home run of the year. And bye-bye, baby, for those of you in New York and more recently in San Francisco, remember, used to be the way Russ Hockey.
I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Tom Wage's Funeral Home. Head of robbery group condemned to four successive life terms and additional 90 years in prison. Two scholars from Gwinnett named as Jackson EMC representatives for the 2024 Washington Youth Tour. And Gwinnett Tech pupils excel at state-level Skills USA contest, medal recipients announced. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Well, I talked to Tom M. Wage's Funeral Home Service today. You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral pre-arrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
30-year-old Demetrius Markell Sims has been given four successive life terms alongside an extra 90 years in jail for spearheading a robbery crew that targeted multiple Gwinnett eateries in 2017, including a shooting event at Marco's Pizza. A jury found Sims guilty of armed robbery, attempted armed robbery, aggravated assault, and firearm possession charges. His group was responsible for robbing five restaurants and a package store between August and October of 2017. O'Shea Howard and Trevon Poole, two additional members of the crew, were convicted and sentenced for their involvement in the robberies. Sims' violent crime spree terrified Gwinnett County merchants, however. The district attorney's office commended the jury's verdict and efforts to bring him to justice. High school students Alvaro Saldarriaga, Arcilla, and Jabez Melaku from Gwinnett County have been chosen as representatives for Jackson EMC at the 2024 Washington Youth Tour. This fully funded leadership development initiative is sponsored by Georgia's Electric Cooperatives and coordinated by the NRECA. Both Arcilla, a junior at McClure Health Sciences High School, and Melaku, a junior at Archer High School, were selected based on their academic records, service to the community, and leadership capabilities. The tour aims to promote collaboration, integrity, and teamwork among participating students. Arcilla is engaged in several extracurricular activities and contemplates a career in either law or engineering, while Melaku, who serves as the Vice President of Community Service, plans to venture into engineering. The tour, which is scheduled to take place from June 14th to the 21st, has offered leadership opportunities to thousands of students since its inception in 1965. Georgia Technical College students showcased their exceptional skills at the Skills USA Georgia Post-Secondary State Leadership and Skills Conference, securing a total of 43 medals. This included 28 gold, 8 silver, and 11 bronze awards. The college's Skills USA chapter was also recognized with prestigious accolades, receiving both Level 1 and Level 2 chapter of Distinction Gold Level titles. The chapter ranks third in Georgia in terms of membership. Humanities instructor Mohammed Bilal received the Skills USA Georgia Post-Secondary Advisor of the Year Award, further highlighting the college's commitment to quality education and workforce preparation. State gold medalists from this event will progress to compete in the National Leadership and Skills Conference, which will be held in Atlanta in June 2024. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. If you're the type of person who is prone to snacking at night after dinner while you're catching up on that Netflix series or watching TV, those calories can really add up. Plus, eating late in the evening may affect your sleep. Instead of reaching for chips or a sweet dessert, how about a cup of herbal tea? You can sip that slowly and enjoy it, and be sure and check out all the delicious flavors in the tea section of your local Ingles store.
Calling all change makers and educators. Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
Gwinnett County Public Schools celebrated the remarkable service of 49 transportation professionals at its annual banquet. The event recognized their crucial role in safety transporting more than 130,000 students. Among the honorees were Laura Howell and Monica Mao, who were awarded the title of School Bus Managers of the Year. Stacy Welsh received the School Bus Monitor of the Year award, while the Fleet Technician of the Year award went to Ronnie Alston. Howell and Mao were acknowledged for their contributions to regular and special education transportation, respectively. Welsh was commended for her work with the students with special needs. Alston's awards highlighted his dedication, further underscored by his personal connection to the school system as a parent. The selection process for these awards were comprehensive, involving written and driving skills tests and an evaluation by a judging panel. Electric vehicle manufacturer Rivian has decided to indefinitely delay the construction of its new manufacturing plant near Covington, Georgia. This decision was met with disappointment from Georgia's top economic development official, Pat Wilson, even though he confirmed that Rivian remains committed to the state. Despite the setback, Rivian intends to produce its new R2 midsize SUV model at an existing facility located in Illinois. The state and local authorities had previously offered Rivian incentives worth $1.5 billion, including tax credits and infrastructure improvements to secure the deal. So far, Rivian has made two payments amounting to $3 million to the local development authority. While the project is currently on hold, there are concerns among senators about the site remaining vacant until 2023. Despite these concerns, Wilson maintains an optimistic outlook, asserting the site is appealing enough to attract another manufacturing tenant if necessary. We'll be back in a moment.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Gwinnett County Public Schools has recently honored Wendy Senior, a dedicated social worker with the district for over a decade, as a 2024 School Social Worker of the Year. Senior, who provides her services at Duluth High School, is recognized for her commitment to upholding professional standards and contributing to community service. She has led numerous initiatives, including a parent workshop for newly immigrated Latino parents, and has made notable contributions to statewide human trafficking policy. Senior's empathetic approach encourages individuals to find their own solutions, which has earned her admiration from her colleagues for her resourcefulness, responsiveness, and unwavering dedication to student welfare. Her influence goes beyond her official role at the school, making her an indispensable part of the school community. Former University of Georgia football coach Mark Richt is set to be the key speaker at the Salvation Army of Gwinnett County's 10th annual Doing the Most Good Luncheon. Scheduled for May 9th at the Crown Plaza in Atlanta, the event aims to support essential services as housing, utilities, groceries, and disaster relief for local families. In 2023, the Salvation Army made a significant impact by providing food, shelter, and Christmas gifts for families in need. The upcoming luncheon will host live and silent auctions, a plated lunch, and an opportunity to glean insights on leadership and success from Coach Rick. Scott Slade from WSB Radio will emcee the event, which seeks to raise vital funds to continue serving the community. Sponsorship opportunities and tickets for the event can be procured online. We'll have final thoughts after this.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.